We're on the floor of the AES 2003, and we're talking to Hutch Hutchison, who's the designer of the Manly Slam preamp. And I just wanted to talk to him and had a few questions about the Slam and just get a designer's perspective on it. So, Hutch, is the preamp in the Slam any different than, say, the preamps in the other Manly products?
Yeah, completely different topology. In the Slam, it's a hybrid. It's a combination FET and tube. And unlike our other preamps, it's also zero feedback. So transient response can be nice. Linearity is nice. We get the benefit of the low noise of the FET with the high gain of the tube.
So is it transformer in and out?
Transformer in and out.
Okay.
The output transformer is custom made at Manly. Okay. And was specially made for the Slam.
What do you think is the advantage of using tubes in a preamp? What do you gain by using tubes as opposed to solid state?
There's a couple of reasons. Tubes are inherently linear, which means that you need a lot less electronics around them to try and straighten them out. By being linear, they're less distortion. Whereas typical solid state have to use a lot of negative feedback just to get similar results. On the flip side of that coin, though, the little bit of nonlinearity that does exist is euphoric. It sounds good to the ears. It has some traditional perspective. It makes us feel kind of at home, a sound that we're familiar with.
Okay. Well, now, I know when I listened to the Slam, when I had it at the studio, the thing about it that impressed me is that no matter what I plugged into it, it sounded good. It was not like some preamps where it's like, okay, electric guitar sound great, vocal sound, okay, bass, I would never use it at all. Mm-hmm. With the Slam, it seemed like everything I plugged into it, it sounded great. And it wasn't like, okay, this sounds bright, this sounds fast, this sounds warm and tubey. It just sounded good. So to what do you attribute that? How would the, if someone was looking like, say, for a preamp that sounded good or wanted a variety of preamps to use for a variety of things, I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
It was largely designed just for what you're describing. We tried to keep it simple, as few components in the signal path as possible. It's probably why it sounds good on a lot of things. That and the minimal negative feedback, or no negative feedback in this case. I think that helps a lot. The transformers, once again, are awfully forgiving. And whatever coloration, which is just small, is pleasant.
It definitely works
to your advantage.
It's definitely pleasant. Because I tried it with a huge variety of microphones. And, you know, everything from U67s to 4033s to KM84s to just all kinds of things. And it always sounded wonderful. I noticed on the Slams that there's just like 80 dB of gain all the way through, which seems like a lot. And a lot of people, especially with the popularity of ribbons these days, a lot of people, you know, a preamp of 50 or 60 dB of gain is just not cutting it.
Right.
How did you accomplish that? I mean, 80 dB seems like a lot. How did you decide to do that?
It is a lot, and it's a challenge. That's where things get tricky. And you have to watch out for oscillations and noise. Some of our other two preamps would be difficult to really reach those kind of gains. That's one of the reasons why we chose a different topology for this. Because certainly we were influenced by the popularity of ribbon these days. And even lower output dynamics as well. As people's tastes and mics change, preamp designs have to follow.
Well, now, what on the input, I know there's a lot of interest in variable impedance input sections. What did you do as far as the input impedance? How did you select that so that you could accommodate a broad range of microphones?
There's sort of a traditional input impedance, roughly around 2K, 3K. In our case, we've chose 2K 4. And most mics should work well that way. Contrary to popular belief, ribbon mics actually prefer a higher impedance, but it's basically anything over 1K. So 2K4 fits nicely there. Condensers seem to be optimized for that range. Dynamics, it's a little bit of more of a wild card.
Well, are there any other things about this Slam in particular that are unique to it that we haven't covered?
Like the VoxBox, when you switch to the mic pre on the Slam, the opto is actually before the first active gain stage. So it's doing a little bit of extra work for you where you need it the most.
Okay.
So it's limiting before the tubes, and it just generally smooths things out and makes a little bit of an easier job for the active stages.
Okay. Is there a way to get in and out of the unit? I know when I use it with just the converters, you could go in and out of the unit and you could bypass some of the transformers and some of the tubes. If somebody wanted to go into the preamp and just come straight back out, is there a way to do that?
Not really.
Okay.
Not really. It's something we gave some thought to. So we would have had to put in
3 or 4
ICs and
extra
extra stuff, and it wasn't a place that we really wanted to compromise.
Okay.
The trick to the preamp really is how minimalist it is.
Okay.
Tossing more stuff in that really wasn't needed and that would have compromised that performance was something we chose to avoid.
Okay. Well, that's a good idea. Obviously, it stands on its own. I mean, it sounds wonderful.
I
so,
like it.
Yeah, it sounds amazing. And there is, hopefully, a version that's coming out that people that can't afford the SLAM. There's maybe a standalone version coming?
Yes, indeed. We decided...
Would it be affordable for, like, the project guy?
That's the idea. That's the idea, is bring it down, basically just the mic pre from the SLAM, without all the bells and whistles.
Okay.
Essentially the identical preamp. Bring it into a range that people can afford and into a smaller package. And we took that as a starting point. But what we see these days is a lot of people buying mic pre's for different flavors.
Sure.
So rather than take the usual approach of stereo, we decided to offer 2 different flavors.
In the same box?
In the same box.
Oh, cool.
So we'll have 1 preamp that has tubes, basically the SLAM, another preamp, no tubes. It'll be a solid state.
Have you ever done a solid state?
Yeah, we've done that before.
You have? Okay.
This is going to be a fresh design, though. With substantial transformer color, but otherwise very, very clean and smooth.
Okay. Any circuit descriptions or specifics you care to share yet?
No, not really, but Class A does describe it well.
Okay.
We're looking at recreating some of the favorite vintage colors, but doing them in a different way. We think that more people are looking for a few different flavors these days, and this might be a good answer for them that only want to buy 1 mic pre, but have it work on a large variety of sources.
Right. That's a great idea.
So we're simplifying it, keeping it basic, and I won't have every feature in the world, but...
If it sounds good, who cares?
That's our thought, too. Plug a mic and it works.
Yeah, you know, there are a lot of preamps out there that have all kinds of knobs and switches and variable impedance and this and that, but at the end of the day, you're picking between options, but none of them sound really that good.
That's
what I found.
It's very, very tricky to actually pull all those buttons and features, because it all adds more circuits, more parts, more signal traces.
Absolutely.
And at some point, you're shooting yourself in the foot. You can do it, but can you do it and make it sound good at the same time? That's the trick.
That's great. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I appreciate your time. And I'm looking forward to seeing the new preamp. And thank you to our
hearing.
Thank you to our camera lady, Ivana. Say hi, Ivana.
Hi, Ivana.
Hey, and will you send me a free...